After 4 years when entrance was free, visitors now have to pay admission fees again at St. Vitus Cathedral at Prague Castle. The castle's operators say charging should make the magnificent cathedral more peaceful. But not everyone has to pay. If you come to pray and you look the part, you can still enter for free. Jan Richter went to see how the new system works.
Guards punch visitors' tickets inside St. Vitus Cathedral on Tuesday morning, the second day since admission fees to one of Prague's most significant landmarks were brought back. To see the whole cathedral, people now have to pay for one of two tours offered by its operators. The cheaper one costs 250 crowns, or around $13, and will also allow you to visit other sites, such as the nearby St. George's Basilica. The guards are standing by a rope near the rear entrance, separating the relatively small free area, where everyone is allowed, from the rest of the cathedral. Inside the paid zone, I asked a Danish tourist named Henrik what he thought about the fees.
Having been around in Europe, there normally always is a fee to get into some of the larger places. So I was not surprised at all. But you can, when you say it's a church, you can always wonder whether there should be a fee. But on the other hand, it costs so much money to keep the repair and keep it all. I think it's quite okay.
In front of the rope, in the free area, I asked Christian and Tanya from Germany if they were going to get tickets and go in.
No, we don't think so, because it's so expensive, I think, and we just keep looking.
And you can see a lot from here, too.
Do you think that the admission should be free, or do you think that it's okay to charge money?
I think it should be free, because so many people come here, and you have to pay many places, so I think it has to be free.
I accepted to pay entrance at the beginning. I was surprised that it wasn't so.
The castle administration says the fees will bring more peace and quiet to the cathedral, which they say had become as busy as a train station. It will also provide extra funds for maintenance. But there is an exception. If you come to the cathedral to pray, you will be let in free of charge, if you don't look like a tourist, that is. Václav Smolka is one of the guards.
For example, today came a couple elderly people from Moravia, and they asked me if they can enter to pray. I have noticed that they are not tourists, so I have agreed and I allowed them to enter.
How do you tell that someone really wants to come inside to pray and that someone just wants to skip the admission fee?
I'm working here for 4 years and I have some experience to notice who is tourist and who is real practicant. The fact is that men with two photograph machines and with pockets filled with guides is probably tourist.
Daniel from the Slovak city of Žilina had a camera on his neck, but when he told the guards he and his family came to pray, they were allowed in.
Kapánek sme mali problém prístupu. A myslím si, že to nie je moc správny krok.
It was a little strange at the entrance. The guards were a little too jovial and facetious. I don't think this is a right move to pay to enter the cathedral, but I hope they will also let my wife in and my mother, who also came with us.
S manželkou, takže tiež bol by som rád, keby ich pustili.
You can find thorough information about visiting St. Vitus Cathedral and other sites at Prague Castle at www.hrad.cz.
Thanks, Jan. Now, the new Czech government is preparing a minor revolution.